You're now listening to another edition of the More Abundant Life radio broadcast. My name is Adrian Westney Jr. I'm glad you've joined us today. The More Abundant Life features inspiring messages and presentations by Pastor Wendley Phipps. Today we've got a great message, one that I'm sure you're going to enjoy and appreciate, so we're not going to waste much time today. Let's get right to the music for today. Here's music by Wendley Phipps, a song entitled Whisper Your Name.
Feels like forever since you've been gone. I knew you had to go away. A place for your own. And though you're gone, I still don't feel alone. 'Cause the moment I whisper your name, there's a peace that I cannot explain. Hold me in your arms and dry my tears. You take away all my sadness. You heal all my pain. A light within my soul shines bright again.
Says Isaiah 26, verse 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. So trust ye in the Lord forever. Verse 4, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Thank God for his word. My message this morning, the price of perfect peace. The price of perfect peace. Not long ago, my wife and I had the privilege of having dinner with a prominent lady in this country, and I'll never forget one of the questions that God prompted me to ask her was, did she know for herself what it was to have peace? She answered, what is peace? What is that? She said, I've never known peace. You know, we live in a culture where speed is everything. Everywhere we look, everybody is in a hurry. Even our armed forces are in a hurry. Today we are even in a hurry when we don't have to be in a hurry. We get anxious when we miss a train or a plane, when some planes we need to miss. My wife's mother used to say, you never complained about missing a plane. It might be just the one you needed to miss. We even get restless missing an elevator. We rush and rush, and still there never seems to be enough hours in a day. Pascal, the great Christian writer, said most of man's troubles come from his inability to be still. In People magazine, June 12, 1978, at the pinnacle of his success, O.J. Simpson said in an interview, I sit in my house in Buffalo, and sometimes I get so lonely it's unbelievable. Life has been so good to me. I've got a great wife, good kids, money, my own health, and still I'm lonely and bored. Church, many go from job to job, house to house, boyfriend to boyfriend, girlfriend to girlfriend, searching for peace, and still they don't find it. Someone once said, 40% of all things that we worry about never come to pass. 30% of all our worries involve past decisions that cannot be changed. 12% of our worries focus on criticism from others who make us feel small and inferior. 10% of worries are related to our health, which gets worse when we worry. 8% of our worries can be described as legitimate. By the way, that's 100%. We even worry about what we used to worry about. A gentleman by the name of Boutry Obert, in his great writing From Anxiety to Peace, said, the anxiety of man who is so small in the face of modern technology, so weak in the face of temptation, so miserable in the state of sin, the anxiety of modern man can only be dispelled by forgetting self and walking humbly but confidently before God. Friends, we live in a frenetic, hectic culture, a culture that is bereft of peace. Everywhere you look, people are searching for peace. Some are searching for peace amidst the tangled web of pleasure. Some are hoping that constant amusement and nonstop excitement will be the way to peace. Some are seeking peace through a steady stream of distractions. Others are seeking peace by trying to drown themselves in work and in pleasure. Others are searching for peace in the self-help manuals of our day. They believe that the way to peace is by learning to cope with frustrations. And like no other time in our history, the hearts of American men and women are troubled and fearful. We are fearful for our safety, for our health, for our financial security, and over the recent decades, all of us have watched the hair of every president in recent memory turn gray right before our very eyes. If you don't believe worry will make you gray, all you got to do is look at every president, except for Ronald Reagan, that is, and only his hairdresser knows for sure. Amen. The peace that Jesus was giving to his disciples is the same peace that he gives us today. Charles Spurgeon once said it this way: the more disturbed a Christian is, the purer is his peace. Hallelujah. The heavier the rolling swell of his griefs and sorrows, the more still and calm and profound is the peace that reigns within his heart, because it is divinely born, it is divinely nourished, and no one which is quite above the influence of this poor whirling world can understand the power of this peace. I've come this morning to remind us that there is only one way to perfect peace, and that is by accepting Christ's personal offer of peace. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of John, chapter 14. The book of John, chapter 14, verse 27. I don't know about you, but I always thank God for his word when I open it. The book of John, chapter 14, verse 27, God's word says, and our Lord says to us, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In the Old Testament, the traditional Jewish greeting was a word called shalom. Shalom was a greeting that meant and means peace. Someone once said, peace is the inner tranquility and the poise of one whose faith and trust is in God. Church, even though there is no end to the steady stream of trials, we have a promise from Jesus. He says, these things I've spoken unto you, John 16, 33, that you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. This morning, some businessman is here who loves the Lord, but he's worried about the future. Someone is here, some mother is troubled because of a son or a daughter whom they cannot seem to reason with, be able to see eye to eye. There's someone here this morning who loves the Lord, but is suffering from a dread disease. Something is disturbing your peace. Right here this morning, there is someone who loves the Lord, but they're unemployed, can't find a job. They love the Lord, but they don't have peace. Someone here today is overworked. Amen. Trying to keep the job that you have. There's someone, some student here is worrying about their future, their life's vocation. Someone is agonizing over their career path. What am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to do? Well, I invite you today to cast your burden on the Lord and accept this promise, hallelujah, that Jesus offers to you today. He said, I came to give you peace. Amen. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your mind and your heart through Christ Jesus. This morning, someone who is living by themselves, you're drinking the bitter cup of loneliness. You may be the one finding it difficult to manage your life amidst the hustle and bustle of difficult days. You may be worn out by the hectic pace of your life. I want you to know that God has come to you today in the power and presence of His Spirit to offer you peace. Hallelujah. So many things disturb our peace. So many of us are fretful. Some people are just overly sensitive. Amen. You say the wrong thing to them and they'll get all flustered and bothered. Those people don't have peace. Are you listening to me today? Some just find it hard to relax. Listen, when the Lord is blessing you with peace, you can just lay back sometimes and enjoy the day. Amen? Praise God. Jesus in the upper room before he died said to his disciples, I leave you peace. Amen? This same peace I leave with you, said Jesus, kept me through hardship and disappointment, and it will keep you. Hallelujah. This same peace that held me together through cruelty and injustice will keep you through the turbulence of the jealousy of your brethren, of your family, of your friends. Hallelujah. This peace will keep you together when people have animosity towards you. As a matter of fact, that look of peace on your face will bother them. I will guarantee you that. This same peace, Christ said, I give to you, is a promise. Christ offers us a peace like a soldier who, having seen the heat of battle, offers to us his own helmet, his own shield, his own peace. This peace has been his protection, and it will be yours. Hallelujah. This peace Christ offers you will be your strength. It was his strength in this weary land. This peace Christ offers to you is the same peace that dwells in the heart of God. Someone said there is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. When life does its best to destroy your dreams, you need this peace. When the devil tries to discourage you, God says, preach it today. When the devil tries to defeat your hopes, you need this peace. It will steady your nerves. Oh, yes, it will. It will calm your restless spirit. This peace, said Paul, will stand guard over your heart and mind. It'll be the sentry that stands at the entrance to your soul. Before anything gets in, it has to come past that peace that Jesus has given you. It will hold your heart as a fortress. It will protect you against every intruder. It will be the garrison, the anchor that keeps your soul. This peace will not exempt you from trouble, however. It'll keep you in the midst of trouble. This peace, says Paul, kept me through floggings, stonings, shipwreck, imprisonment. This peace is not given one time to enjoy for the rest of your life. It's given every day. It is captured by faith every day. What rest is to the body, peace is to the mind. Every morning you start your day with Jesus. Reach up from the darkness, and before the light comes on, put your faith in his hand and accept that peace that he gives. And he says, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. In other words, this peace I'm giving you is nothing, nothing, nothing like the world can give. It is not the peace of selfish ease. It's not the peace of self-aggrandizement and self-promotion. It is the peace of self-surrender, self-sacrifice. But there is a price for this peace. First of all, you have to pay the price of a pure heart. If you don't have a pure heart, you'll never have peace. Woo! Are you listening to me? If you don't have a pure heart, you will never have peace. To know this peace, you got to be willing to pay the price. The price for perfect peace is complete, constant communion with God. You must cultivate total, constant communion with God. I'm going to tell you this, and you'll listen to me carefully today. This is going to be one of the most important messages I've ever preached in this church. Most of us see our lives as a flurry of activity punctuated by moments of communion with God. And we will never have peace. We need to turn our understanding of that around and recognize that it is our privilege throughout every day to hold unbroken communion with God. And we have a life of communion that is punctuated by distractions. Turn it around. What am I saying to you? I'm saying to you, brother, sister, unless you learn to pray without ceasing, unless you learn to talk to God all day long, you will not know perfect peace. To know this peace, the Bible says, thou shalt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Christ sometimes. Whose mind is stayed. What does it mean to keep your mind stayed on Jesus? That is the most important lesson a Christian can learn. How to keep your mind so coupled to the mind of Christ through every hour of every day. When the phone rings, it's a distraction, but when you hang that phone back up, you go back to that coupled communion with Christ. Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Let the peace of Christ do what? Rule in your hearts. The peace of God which passeth all this understanding. Paul says that when you have this peace, enemies won't be able to take it from you. When you have this peace, poverty can't take it from you. That's why there's some of the poorest people in the world have peace. When you have this peace, sickness can't spoil it. Servant of God says, even the bed of pain is a place of peace when the Spirit of God is there. When you have this peace, persecution can't ruin it. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. One day a Christian was being burned at the stake. And the Christian, as he was being led to the stake, said to the guard, come over here. The guard came over. This Christian's hands were bound. He was about to be crucified. He was about to be burned at the stake. And the Christian said to the guard, "I want you to take your hand and put it over my heart." And as he did that, he said to the guard, "Now tell me, which heart is beating the hardest? Yours or mine? When you have this peace, nothing can trouble you." "I've got that peace that passeth understanding," said Jesus. And you know, God has promised to keep you in peace. Amen. And he's giving you this peace because it was purchased at a high price. Amen. It was purchased at a high price. You see, when Jesus went to Calvary, he went to purchase peace for you, for me. All night long, they kept him on his feet, shuffling him around like an outlaw. He was a branded fugitive. They first took him to Caiaphas, then to Pilate, then from Pilate to Herod, and then back to Pilate. But Jesus was determined to pay the price for your peace. During the night, he was scourged, he was beaten, his back was raw and tender, but he was determined to purchase my peace. If the cross says anything to you, it ought to say that Jesus was determined to purchase peace for me. An old Negro spiritual said, "What manner of man is this? For as they crucified him, he never said a mumbling word. His face remained calm, peaceful, serene." He was determined to purchase my peace. And the sweet thing about it is, brothers and sisters, Jesus had the peace that he was about to purchase for us. Hallelujah. And at the ninth hour, the darkness threw a cloak about him, cradled his body within their embrace. He who stilled the angry waves had peace. And he was purchasing your peace.
Well, that brings us to the end of the message for today. What a wonderful message, a message of peace, something that I think all of us can relate to. If you would like to obtain an audio copy of today's message, here's what you need to do. Call the Seabrook Church office at 301-577-6342. Again, the phone number, 301-577-6342. And you want to ask for program number 306 today. That's program number 306. Well, until next time, this is Adrian Westney Jr. We've run out of time. I hope you'll join us again for another broadcast. But until you can, I want you to remember the words written in John chapter 10, verse 10. That's where Jesus said, "I came that you might have life, and that that life might be the more abundant life." We'll see you next time.
In your heart.